Legislators, if I could get you to take your seat, please, I'd appreciate that. Good evening, everybody. I'm going to call the September 17th, 2024 regular meeting of the Ulster County Legislature to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance led by our guest students from Kingston High School. And for our moment of silence, I'd like to recognize all affected by the tragedy that occurred at Appalachee High School in Georgia.
To the flag.
Thank you. In honor of Hispanic Heritage Month, I'm pleased to welcome students from Kingston High School, along with Michelle Rodriguez Mendez, Spanish teacher, and Manos Unidas Club advisor. It's a privilege to have them here with us tonight to perform a dance. Let's give them a round of applause.
Buenas noches. I am Michelle Rodriguez Mendez. I am a Spanish teacher, second year at Kingston High School. I am the advisor for Manos Unidas, and I am from Puerto Rico. These are my beautiful kids that I have that are from different countries, different backgrounds, that will introduce themselves.
I'm Felix. I'm a sophomore, and I go to the Kingston High School. And I'm from Mexico.
Hi, my name is Araceli. I'm a senior at the high school, and I'm from Mexico.
My name is Valeria. I'm a sophomore, and I'm from Mexico.
Hi, my name is Sasha. I'm a senior, and I'm half Mexican and half Guatemalan.
Hi, my name is Leslie. I'm a senior, and I'm from Mexico.
Hi, my name is Haley. I'm a senior, and I'm from Salvador.
So we're going to perform for you a typical dance from the Dominican Republic, which is called bachata. Bachata is known in every 21 countries that we have that are Spanish-speaking. So the kids are going to demonstrate. It is a four-step dance. So we're going to show you slowly, and then we will show you how it will look in an ensemble as a whole. So it will start with four steps going to the left. So it would be one, two, three, and then you move your hip up a little bit, then one, two, three, and then a hip crest a little bit, all right? So the kids are going to now show you how it will look in a dance floor.
Pienso es un pecado. Mirar como te miro está prohibido. Tocarte como quiero es un delito. Ya no sé qué hacer para que seas bien. Si apagar el sol para encender tu amanecer. Parar en portugués, aprender a hablar francés. Yo solo quiero darte un beso y regalarte mis mañanas, cantar para calmar tus miedos, quiero que no te falte nada. Yo solo quiero darte un beso, llenarte con mi amor el alma, llevarte a conocer el cielo, quiero que no te falte nada.
Thank you. Sorry, my mic was not on. Did you all hear that? Thank you. I'm going to call on Clerk Fabella to read the announcements and call the roll.
Announcements. Fire evacuation plan. Please note that in the event of an emergency, the fire department has requested that legislators and all others move at least one block away from the county office building in order not to impede the firefighters in their duties. Cell phones. Please silence cell phones for the duration of the public hearing and session. Microphones. Please be reminded to use your microphone when speaking so you are recorded for the official record. Roll call. Clinton. Here. Collins.
Here.
Corcoran.
Here.
Criswell.
Here.
Donaldson.
Here.
Gavaris.
Present.
Green.
Here.
Hansett.
Here.
Harmon.
Here.
Hewitt.
Here.
Kitchen.
Here.
Kovacs.
Here.
Levine.
Here.
Litz.
Here.
Lopez.
Here.
Maloney. McCullough.
Here.
Nolan.
Here.
Roberts.
I am here.
Sperry.
Here.
Stewart.
Here.
Uchitel.
Here.
And Walls.
Here.
22 present, 1 absent.
Tonight we have one public hearing. Clerk Fabella, can you call that hearing?
Absolutely. Tonight's one and only public hearing is on proposed local law number 9 of 2024, a local law providing real property tax exemption of the county portion of the real property taxation and special ad valorem levies for the creation of new accessory dwelling units in accordance with New York State Real Property Law, Article 4, Title 2, Private Property, Section 421(p)(2).
And do we have anyone signed up to speak on this?
There are no speakers signed up.
Since there are no speakers, is there anybody present who would like to speak on this? Anybody present who would like to speak on this? And a third call for anybody present who would like to speak on this? Seeing none, I call for a motion to adjourn the public hearing. Legislator Litz.
Mr. Chairman, I'll
and
make
a
motion for adjournment.
Thank you. And seconded by, who seconded it? Oh, the Legislator Kitchen. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. I'd like to now announce birthdays for the month. Legislator Limina Grace Harmon, happy birthday, September 24th. And Legislator Deborah Clinton, happy birthday, September 24th. I ask for a motion to dispense with the reading of the previous meeting minutes. Majority Leader Uchitel.
So moved.
And do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Minority Leader Roberts. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. There are various communications listed and on file in the clerk's office that remain available for inspection by those interested. Just contact the office of the clerk. I'd like to now grant privilege of the floor to Marielle Fiore. Marielle is the managing editor of La Voz, a multi-award-winning free magazine in Spanish distributed in 10 counties across the Hudson Valley, serving over 150,000 Hispanic readers. La Voz recently celebrated its 20th anniversary as the only print Spanish language magazine in the region. Welcome.
Thank you.
How about a big hand?
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas noches.
Okay, buenas noches. I'm a journalist. I'm trained in Argentina. I work in Spain, and for the past 20 years here in the United States. My driving principle is that accepting the status quo is not part of my blood, my upbringing, or background. We need to use whatever tools we possess, that is education, network, time, or money, to help improve the part of the world where we live. In my case, I do it through my passion for communications. Imagine opening any English language newspaper, local or national, and not seeing a single line written about you or your people. Your struggles and victories are equally ignored. If you find something about immigration, it's usually portrayed negatively or under stereotypically biased opinions. Unfortunately, this is also a reality here in the rural Hudson Valley of New York. Our local newsrooms are filled with well-meaning people who lack diversity and don't fully represent the communities they purport to cover. first-generation Hispanic immigrants who speak Spanish at home and little or not English outside depend on La Voz for its information. Language barriers can be quite difficult to overcome, especially for individuals living in small towns or rural areas such as ours. We introduce readers who are isolated not only by geography but also by language to a world of information and cultural pride. La Voz is the only publication of its kind in the area. And we can change the slide, thank you. La Voz was launched as a student-led project at Bard College by me, Mariel Fiori, and by Emily Schmoll, who is now a New York Times correspondent, back in 2004. What began as a 500 black and white printed copies each quarter has grown by leaps and bounds into an award-winning publication with a monthly circulation of 6,000 full-color copies distributed to 600 locations throughout 10 counties. With compassion and love, La Voz serves one of the most underrepresented, undercounted, and misrepresented populations of our region, the Spanish-speaking communities. We have a great responsibility to keep our readers well-informed and to provide media for the public good. The focus of La Voz is to educate, inform, and entertain our readers through actionable information. La Voz features columns on mental health, local Latino artists, advice for parents to navigate the school system, environmental and current events sections. In addition, inspiring stories are also featured in the magazine with interviews with immigrants who are achieving their version of the so-called American dream, along with our monthly resource guide announcing local events and activities. This is also the mission behind La Voz con Mariel Fiori daily radio show on Radio Kingston. Knowledge is power. Conocimiento es poder. The vast majority of La Voz magazine columnists, contributors, and staff are Spanish-speaking immigrants or the children of immigrants. La Voz has an educating woman of color as its leader and a team of diverse people rarely seen in other white-dominant local and corporate newsrooms. La Voz currently operates with one full-time employee, the La Voz coordinator and Bard MBA candidate Noha Mesa, and one part-time employee, myself, the managing editor and co-founder. La Voz relies on student workers who are immigrants or the children of immigrants and mainly first-generation college students, along with volunteers and local freelancers for many aspects of the magazine. By being anchored at Bard College, we continue to bring the ivory tower to the masses and channel the enthusiasm of bilingual and bicultural young college students to seek and make change in the world. At a time when we Latinos are vilified at the national level and go almost unnoticed by our national and local English language news media, the need for an informed and organized Spanish-speaking community becomes more urgent. There is always more information to share, more resources to publicize, and more stories to be told. I'm thankful to the Ulster County Legislature for this recognition. I also would like to take the opportunity to remind everyone that for La Voz to continue to be a media for the public good, we need the support of everyone here tonight. Please consider making a tax-deductible donation on our website, lavoz.bard.edu. Si se puede. Muchas gracias.
Thank you so much. I think you do amazing work on very limited resources. Thank you. And I'd like to call upon Legislator Greg McCullough to present Ms. Fiori with a Pride of Ulster County Award.
The Ulster County Legislature would like to present this Pride Award to Mariel Fiori for the years of continuous support of Ulster County Spanish-speaking community through the La Voz publication, events, and services. So thank you for all that you do. And I'd like to thank you for all the times you had me on your show personally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hint, hint. So here you go, and thank you for your service.
We'll invite you.
Thank you. Can we pull the recording away?
And we'll do a proper picture. With my family,
yes, please. Come on up. Okay. Come on up. Thank you again. I'd like to call on Legislator Levine, Board of Elections Commissioner Ashley Torres and John Quigley, and Deputy Commissioners Jen Bloom and Kerry Williams, if they're here, to the podium to present an Ulster, a Pride of Ulster County Award to Tess Gallo, the winner of this year's I Voted Sticker Design Contest. Yay. Yeah, come on up. Family, come on up.
Congratulations, Tess, on such a beautiful design that I'm wearing on my jacket right now. I just want to first say thank you to the Ulster County Board of Elections and to Commissioners Torres and Quigley for instituting this program. I think it is such a great thing that is allowing our youth and our students in Ulster County to express themselves and try to bring about more youth engagement and engagement from all members of society in the democratic process by voting and getting this getting a sticker. And it's such a cool design because I think as a cat owner myself, I think it's fantastic that you can have a cat on your lapel showing that you're a supporter of the democratic process and voting. So I wanted to ask Tess to come up and speak a few words on the inspiration for her design, and I just wanted to give her the opportunity to explain her process for her winning design. So
didn't really plan anything, but I was really just kind of like, my mom kind of brought me the paper, and she was just telling me that you should do this, this would be fun. And we were just sitting at the table, and we were thinking of something to do. And I was like, I want to do an animal, I think that would be fun. And we were just drawing, and I did it on my iPad, and we were just doodling. And it was the day before the time was up to submit it. So we just did something really fast, and that's how it turned out.
That's great.
That's very nice.
Congratulations.
And either John or Ashley, if there's anything that you'd like to...
All right, John, let's talk. So this is our fourth year doing the contest. It's our first presidential election with the I Voted stickers that we now have. Our students in Ulster County, we invite all students, public schools, private schools, homeschool students. We had quite a variety this year, and over 9,000 people cast a ballot during our online portion of the voting for our various finalists. And Tess, you won. This is the official I Voted sticker of the 2024 presidential election. It is very cute. We really like it. It's a fan favorite in the office. We have inspired other boards of elections around the country to do similar programs. Ours was the first that invited students to participate. It is now being replicated all over the United States. Michigan is doing a similar program that is also now, I saw on the news, it's getting some attention, and we helped them, told them how we did it, and here you go. Kids are getting involved in the voting process, and that's exactly why we started this 4 years ago. So it's really great to see, and we're really proud of this program, and we love seeing people get excited when they vote, come out, and they say, where's that sticker? They seek it out. And so we have ordered plenty. Hopefully we don't run out. And we have also a certificate to give to you, and a bunch of stickers that you can have yourself, and encourage all your friends and family members to make a plan to vote this year. Visit our website, voteulster.com, where you can get all the information on what's on the ballot, how to register. Today is National Voter Registration Day, so please encourage everybody you know to make sure that they are registered and that their information is updated. Would you like to add anything to that?
I believe we had more voters in this contest than we did in this past June primary.
That's true.
So, you know, people love stickers sometimes more than they love actually voting. But I would also say, I believe recently we got an email from PBS. This might be included in one of the documentaries that they're doing in regards to stickers going on nationwide. And just pay attention. You might see it on the national news again. So, yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. All right. Can we move the podium out of there again? We'll do pictures. Yeah. Sorry, Michael. Sorry.
And the family, do you want to come in the photo?
Yeah, come on in. Great. Congratulations. Great job, Tess.
I hope this inspires you to continue your artistic abilities.
Thank you.
Thank you, and congratulations again. At this time, we'll move into a period of public comment regarding resolutions on the agenda. I want to remind everybody that you have 2 minutes to speak, and this period is on resolutions before the legislature this evening. We encourage you to speak, and we ask that everyone keep their comments respectful. There will be a time to speak on issues not before the legislature toward the end of session. If you need a reference to the agenda for this evening, we have a QR code available. Clerk Favela, do we have anyone signed up for public comment?
We do not.
Is there anybody present who would like to speak on issues before the legislature this evening? Anybody who would like to speak on issues before the legislature this evening? And a third call, anybody who would like to speak on issues before the legislature this evening? Seeing none, I would like to ask for, we just move on.
Yeah,
we're just going to move on. We're going to move on to consent and non-consent agenda now. Majority Leader, you should tell us, is there anything moving in or out of consent or non-consent?
Yep, we'd like to move Resolution 504 into the consent packet.
We are in agreement.
Thank you. On the consent agenda.
On the consent agenda, we are a short yes with one abstention. Resolution 496, Legislator Gaffaris for purposes of employment.
Short yes.
Thank you.
The resolutions are adopted 22-0 with the exception of Resolution 496, which is adopted 21-0 with one abstention, Legislator Gaffaris.
Moving on to the non-consent agenda.
In the non-consent agenda, the first resolution this evening is 468. That is establishing capital project number 705, Trudy Resnick-Farber Building Rooftop Solar Array Project, amending the 2024 capital fund budget, amending the Ulster County Operating Budget Department of Public Works.
Legislator Nolan.
I'd like to move to amend the resolution as presented.
I'll second that.
It's been amended. Presented to amend and a second on that, and all in favor?
On the amendment, we're short yes.
And short yes on the amendment.
Thank you.
The amendment is adopted 22-0.
And on the resolution as amended?
On the resolution as amended, we are short yes.
Short yes on 468.
The resolution is adopted as amended 22-0. Resolution 475, authorizing the release of $2 million from the Ulster County Housing Action Fund to provide funding to 5 housing projects as part of the Housing Action Fund's annual notice of funding availability.
On the resolution?
On the resolution, we're a short yes.
Short yes on 475 with one no, Roberts.
The resolution is adopted 21-1. Resolution 477, approving the execution of a contract for $2,353,459 entered into by the County Segunda Iglesia La Misión Department of Social Services.
Minority Leader Roberts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll make this brief since I'm the only no on my side. I want to thank the County Executive for facilitating this grant. It's over $2 million. My only complaint is that while the people that need shelter in Kingston will get it, the surrounding areas in Woodstock and Gardner and Marlboro, they will not have access to this if they don't have transportation, unless they can call. I understand they can call the authorities, many of them who will not, and the authorities will bring them to the warming center in Kingston. We're a big county. We're a rich county. We should find a way to diversify our assets so everybody in the county is covered by our services.
Legislator Nolan.
Yes, I agree. And the authorities that people can call to get to a warming center are law enforcement, and so it is available throughout the county. But I am very much in agreement that we need to make the resources available to throughout the county. And so I pledge to work on improving transportation options and also to look for additional funding or ways that we might be able to create similar locations in parts of the county that now have difficulty.
Thank you. Legislator Collins.
I'm a yes on this, but I also agree with Minority Leader Roberts and Legislator Nolan that we do need to look at transportation options that are other than police. Many of the people who are those that need these services, need warming services, are reluctant to call police for those kinds of services. So we do need to look at transportation options that are not currently available.
Legislator Litz.
Thank you. I'm going to vote yes on this because it's a grant and we need these types of services, especially in times of need. But I think we need to look beyond just transportation services to get to these to this location. I think we need to look around the county and have more of these services available to all the constituents of the county, not just the Kingston-Saugerties area of our county.
Legislator Nolan for a second time.
Yes, thanks. I just also wanted to express appreciation to Segunda Iglesia La Misión for hosting these services. They are services that require quite a lot of coordination and investment from the host, and they have really stepped up in previous times and now are taking on increased responsibility to manage the program. And it's a tremendous service for the community, and I just really appreciate it.
Legislator McCullough for the first time.
I'm happy to have this service, and I'm looking forward to maybe one day we get to expand these services to the other parts of the county. But this is great. Thank you.
On the resolution.
On the resolution, we are a short yes with one abstention. Legislator Hewitt for purposes of employment.
We're a short yes on 477 with one no. Legislator Roberts.
The resolution is adopted 20-1 with one abstention. Legislator Hewitt. Resolution 484, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease agreement with People USA for space at the Crisis Stabilization Center, Kingston, Department of Public Works.
Minority Leader Roberts.
Thank you again, Mr. Chair. You didn't have to recognize me first, but I do appreciate it.
You were the first hand up.
Thank you. Again, I'm going to be a no on this, the only one in my caucus. Though I applaud the People USA for moving into the Crisis Stabilization Center, this is a lease, a new service that's going into the center. And again, them moving into the Kingston area leaves the rest of the county shortchanged. I've been a consistent no on these type of programs going into Kingston. I think it's a good thing, but again, we're getting shortchanged in the southern and western part of the counties.
Legislator Litz.
Thank you. I will be voting yes, but again, just like the last resolution, this service is direly needed in our county, but it's not only needed just in Kingston. It's needed all around the county. The southern part of the county is feeling these issues as much as, and if some places more than they are even in Kingston. Yet, again, it's in Kingston. We need to really start thinking about all of the constituents that need these services throughout the county, not just here.
On the resolution.
On the resolution, we're short yes.
Short yes on 484 with one no. Legislator Roberts.
The resolution is adopted 21-1. Resolution 486 is a bond resolution authorizing the issuance of an additional $575,000 bonds of the County of Ulster, New York, to pay part of the cost of infrastructure improvements at the Ulster County Fairgrounds in and for said county. Clinton.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Corcoran.
Yes.
Criswell.
Yes.
Donaldson.
Yes.
Guevaras.
Yes.
Green.
Yes.
Hansett.
Yes.
Harmon.
Yes.
Hewitt.
Yes.
Kitchen.
Yes.
Kovacs.
Yes.
Levine.
Yes.
Litz.
Yes.
Lopez.
Yes.
McCullough.
Yes.
Nolan.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Sperry.
Yes.
Stewart.
Yes.
Uchitel.
Yes.
And Walls.
Yes.
The resolution is adopted 22-0. Resolution 490, our last resolution, is also a bond resolution authorizing the issuance of $75,130 bonds of the County of Ulster, New York, to pay the cost of the purchase and installation of replacement kitchen equipment for the Ulster County Jail in and for said county. Clinton.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Corcoran.
Yes.
Criswell.
Yes.
Donaldson.
Yes.
Guevaras.
Yes.
Green.
Yes.
Hansett.
Yes.
Harmon.
Yes.
Hewitt.
Yes.
Kitchen.
Yes.
Kovacs.
Yes.
Levine.
Yes.
Litz.
Yes.
Lopez.
Yes.
McCullough.
Yes.
Nolan.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Sperry.
Yes.
Stewart.
Yes.
Uchitel.
Yes.
And Walls.
Yes.
The resolution is adopted 22-0.
We will now move into public comment on matters not currently before the legislature. I just want to remind everyone that you have 2 minutes to speak, and this period is on issues not before the legislature this evening. We encourage you to speak, and we ask everyone to keep their comments respectful. Clerk Fabella, do we have anyone signed up to speak?
We do. We have 3 speakers signed up. Just give Michael a second here. Thank you, Michael. The first speaker signed up is John Planthaber.
Good evening.
Hello. I got to start out, 90% deaf, so tell me anything. I got this worked down to about 3 minutes, so I'm going to try.
Yep, you have 2 minutes, sir.
Okay, my name is John Planthaber. I live at 126 Eastern Parkway Extension, Saugerties, New York. My neighboring property, 114 Eastern Parkway, partial 391161, had people that owned the property living there off the grid, no power, RVs, garbage everywhere. Fire, drinking parties, everything. Approximately May 24th, I ran into a guy and a girl that were frequenting the property and asked if they owned the property. They said no, said the person gave them the right to stay there, and he died. And I told them I was going to report the situation because of the rat infestation in the garbage, which I did. August 1st, 2024, I looked up on the Ulster parcel locator and saw that the town of Ulster owned the property now. August 2nd, I also went into the police department and reported this to Town of Ulster Police. They said they couldn't do anything, had to go to the sheriff. August 2nd, went to Ulster's clerk's office. They told me to go to the executive's office. I went there and gave them my complaint letter, and they told me to send it to Laura Nordstrom, Director of Research and Operation Programs. I sent her 2 emails with the pictures and everything. August 5th, Laura Nordstrom sent me an email stating she would be reaching out to the appropriate parties to deal with the situation. August 8th, received incident report from Town of Ulster. They mentioned and advised me of squatter rights. Laura Nordstrom sent me an email stating that she officially connected with the sheriff's office and would be taking action immediately. August 9th, sheriff's posted signs with a phone number to call for trespassers. August 11th, saw people and pit bulls on the property. Called the number on the sheriff sign. They came and they witnessed dogs in the shack and RV and a young child on the property also, and they did nothing to remove the people. August 13th, numerous different trespassers all the time. Went to the sheriff's office. talked to a deputy, he told me that other people, Nate, have complained about the same thing. And he said there's a thing called squatter rights, which go into effect after 30 days. Okay, meanwhile, trespassers, they're harassing me because they know I reported them now. August 13th, sent Laura Nordstrom an email stating what happened and mentioned the whole 30-day squatter right thing. I did research and found numerous videos stating that Governor Kathy Hochul passed a law 3 months ago stopping the 30-day squatter rights thing, and it went into effect statewide immediately.
So I'm going to ask you to wind down your comments. I'm going to ask you to wrap up your comments, please.
Okay, well, at the end, the rat infestation needs to be taken care of. Something needs to be done, put into law. The county must take action when they become the owner of a property. If they did something as soon as this property became theirs, this wouldn't be happening.
Thank you.
And
sir,
I don't mean to be loud, but I'm deaf.
That's fine. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
The next person on the list?
The next person on the list is former legislator Chris Allen.
Good evening. Where are you? Former legislator Chris Allen. I used to represent District 2, Saugerties and Malden. I just wanted to talk about an issue that's been going on for quite a while, and it's gotten worse. We have no 24-hour pharmacies or late-hour pharmacies in Ulster County. Actually, the nearest 24-hour pharmacy to Ulster County is in Delmar, New York, which is just south of Albany. So for me, living in the northern part of the county in Saugerties, it takes 45 minutes or a little more to get there. Any of you do research on the internet, any 24-hour pharmacies are going to be in the Syracuse area or down in, you know, the White Plains or New York City area, which obviously is very far. I came into a situation in early July where I knew I had COVID. I went to the nearest urgent care center to get testing and get a prescription for antivirals. They had hours until 9 o'clock. I went in there around 8. I was under the belief that CVS Pharmacy in Saugerties that I use was serving prescriptions until 10 o'clock. They had a change in their hours, and they were only serving prescriptions till 9. Needless to say, I was unable to get my prescription. Doing some research, finding out that CVS in Delmar was still open, they didn't have it in stock, but I was almost ready to drive up there and get it. I think it's a situation where government can't mitigate all problems and flaws in healthcare. But something where the IDA board working with a chain or a mom-and-pop outfit of pharmacies in Ulster County where a pilot tax break would be offered in exchange for 24-hour pharmacies or late-night hour pharmacies till 11 or 12 o'clock, I think the benefit of such a pilot tax break would be beneficial to the community. And it would exceed the value to the community would exceed the pilot tax break that such a business would receive. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next speaker signed up is Tanya Garment.
Good evening.
Hi, Tanya Garment, 102 Wirt Street, Kingston, New York. I wanted to talk to you about the bus system and the bus leadership specifically. I'm grateful that the conversation about the Riders Advisory Committee has started again. I think it's really important. I wish that it had been put together before the route optimization study began. I'm very glad that the route optimization study is going right now. We may get a couple of options to look at. We'll get a couple of options to look at, and it sounds like it's going to be either do some tinkering or revamp the whole thing. We really should be thinking about revamping the whole thing. I'm concerned about the leadership at UCAT, the culture that's fostered there. There's a real bias against the majority of riders who are captive riders. They don't have other choices. It can get quite punitive there at times. One rider was physically pushed off the bus trying to get a hold of her charge. There were two riders who were recently banned from riding the bus for vaping. I think it might have been like a first instance. There certainly wasn't any discussion. It was pretty quick. I have ridden the bus and felt the effects of having reported missed stops by the driver who knew that it was me and really showed that he was angry. We need to have more creative thinking. We need to have a better. We need a better. The director, I think, is problematic. I saw it the way it was at City Bus, and it continues on. We need a great bus system. Electric vehicles, personal vehicles, are not going to get us where we need to be. It's more economically responsible to have shared services, and a single vehicle is a quite polluting thing. We need to, of course, battle sprawl, but we need to think systematically. I may be back again next month to continue on this topic, but please, we really need a better bus system, and we need people beyond the people in UCAT thinking about this, because as it is right now, they're not, frankly, capable of doing that. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else who would like to speak on topics not before the legislature this evening? Anybody who would like to speak on topics not before the legislature this evening? And a third offer. Anyone who would like to speak on a topic not before the legislature this evening? Seeing none, I'm going to move us on. I'm going to call on Legislator Herb Litz to read the names of community members who have recently passed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tonight's legislative session will be adjourned in memory of the following: Renato DiBella, Kingston; Kathleen Ann Theobald, Highland; Charles Johnson, Kingston; Julie Novak, West Hurley; Sheila Penzato, New Paltz. Just to say a few words about Renato. Very good friend of mine. He used to sit in the seat right next to me, Ronnie Lapp, and Renato were best friends. Through Ronnie Lapp, I met Renato, 10 years ago, whatever it was, and became a very good friend. Really great guy, real stand-up individual, give you the shirt off his back. I can recollect the Jim Maloney golf tournaments. The three of us would golf together, and there were moments that you'll remember forever. Renato was a good friend. He was a great guy. Anybody who knew him, could not say anything, but he's a great guy. Going to miss him.
Thank you. Yes, Majority Leader Ushita.
Thank you. I want to say a few words about Julie Novak. Julie was just an incredible person. Not only was she an incredible advocate and leader in the queer community here in the Hudson Valley, but she also helped other people tell their stories. And the TMI Project, which she co-founded, had a huge impact and really helped people that participated, build the confidence in themselves and really share themselves with the world. She was just an incredible force. You would cross paths with her everywhere. Anytime that anyone needed help, she would be there. Her passing has reverberated through the community in a really significant way. In the days that followed the announcement that she had passed, friends of mine would cross paths and you would just kind of a hush would fall over and everyone kind of knew what it was that we weren't saying. But there were also a lot of beautiful stories, and she will be deeply, deeply, deeply missed, and her impact will be felt for a very long time.
Well said. Julie was a true force of nature, true force of nature. Minority Leader Roberts.
Yes, I'd like to add the name of Lorraine Lapp, the mother of former legislator Ronnie Lapp.
Yes. Vice Chair Sperry.
Thank you. I just want to say a few words about my buddy Sheila Penzato from New Paltz. Sheila was a custodian at SUNY New Paltz, and she used to clean my building when I started at New Paltz about 10 years ago. And she had worked on campus for a very long time. She was a local. She really loved New Paltz as a community, but she was a firecracker, and she took her job very seriously. She got moved around to a couple of different buildings since I started and since I had met her, but everywhere she moved, I kind of kept an eye on her, and whenever we'd cross paths, you know, as soon as she'd see me, she'd be like, "Hi, honey," and I'd be like, "Hey, baby," and we'd have a little hug, and she was always smoking a cigarette, but that's another story, and she was just so joyful and so sweet and always with a smile. And even when she wasn't feeling good, she was just always there and just bright. And this year when I started school, I kept looking for her, and then we found out that she had passed away. And every morning I still go to work and I'm still looking for Sheila. And I had shared on the FACT staff listserv when they had mentioned that she had passed away, some stories of my interactions with Sheila, and my mailbox was flooded by other faculty and staff on campus sharing their memories as well. And so as important as Sheila was to me and my colleagues, I think it's also important for everybody to remember that we're all human beings. And just because somebody is a custodian or, you know, doing something in maintenance or lawns or whatever on campus, like, those people have just as much of an impact on my life, and they should have an impact on everybody's life. So
Thank you.
All I have to say about Sheila.
I also want to recognize Legislator Stewart and send our heartfelt condolences on the passing of your mom.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate that.
As we close today's session in honor of National Hispanic Heritage Month, I want to take a moment to recognize a remarkable poet whose work reflects the rich cultural heritage and diversity we celebrate. Richard Blanco was selected by President Obama as the fifth presidential inaugural poet, making history as the youngest, the first Latinx, immigrant, and openly gay person to hold that honor. His poetry speaks to the themes of identity, belonging, and home, universal questions that resonate deeply with many of us. In lieu of spoken closing words this evening, I invite you all to take a moment to read the poems that I printed by Richard Blanco at your leisure. They're in your packet. Let his words remind us of the power of storytelling and the importance of community as we return to our work and service to the people of Ulster County. The next regular meeting of the Ulster County Legislature will be held on Tuesday, October 15th, 2024 at 7 p.m. in the Legislative Chambers, 6th floor, Ulster County Office Building, 244 Fair Street, Kingston, New York. Resolution deadline is Wednesday, September 18th, 2024. I ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. This meeting is adjourned.